Dedi.
Okay. So, let us begin with Sif Tes. Suffolk if you made a bracha or not. So we already discussed towards the beginning of Ketz and Mevarchim the principles of Suffolk brachos lahakel. If I recall, we had six mehalchim in the Rishonim and the Poskim about when and whether we have the principle of Suffolk brachos lahakel. And we're not going to go over that again, but maybe just to be mosif a couple of pratim that I think emerged from our subsequent learning and this siman in particular. So if you remember, Tosfos Hashita on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph was that you have to be machmir in the suffik of Birkos Hananin. Tosfos noted that the Rif disagreed, and Tosfos didn't explain why. Why would you say you have to be machmir here? And it's especially surprising because the Pashtos, the conclusion of the Gemara, is that brachos are not deoraisa, it's only derabbanan. Why wouldn't you say safek derabbanan lahakel? Why wouldn't you say safek brachos lahakel? So we had a number of mehalchim. But one thing I think that's interesting to think about is that in the beginning of our perek, there was the whole shock levataria in terms of the makor for Birkas Hananim. The Gemara tried to prove it from Kodesh Hilulim. And in the end of the Gemara was basically Docha the Raya and gave an alternative Makor, Asur L'Hanes Melo Bracha, to Svara, not a Pasuk. And a question that you have to think about is whether Lefi HaMaskana, when we learn it from a Svara, is there anything left from the Hava Mina, from that whole Shak Levataria and the derivation from Kodesh Hilulim? Or do you just skip to the maskana and it's done with? It's actually interesting if you look at the Rif. So if I were writing the Rif, I would have quoted the Mishnah and said, Minayin Labirkas Hananin, and I would have jumped straight to the conclusion, Svarihi Asalamis Melamazeb Lobracha. So it's actually interesting because the Rif does quote the Drash of Kodesh Hilulim, and he doesn't even quote the Svarah of Asur L'Hanos, at least not in that formulation. Though the Rif himself does paskin Safek Brachos Lahakel. But if you look at the Orchos Chaim, it's Hilchos Seuda, Simen Yotess, he writes, Nistapku lo imbirei hamotzi. What's halacha if you're unsure if you made hamotzi or not? Tosfos kasvu, kevan de birkas hanenin asmechua hakra, De Kodesh Hilulim, v'amru shanan amil vaze ma'al, v'asul hamas below bracha. Hana'a. So here the Rima Lunil is answering our question. We said, what's the svar of Tosfos, who's machmer b'makom safek? And he answers, and he actually sort of identifies two points. Number one, asmuchu akra, in other words, Lamaisa, the Braisa that the Gemara at the beginning of the Perek does connect brachos to Kodesh Hilulim. So even if in the end of the day it is not a drasha gemura and it couldn't prove on the deoraisa level that brachos are deoraisa, but it's still an asmachta. And Tosfos assumes, as we see in other Rishonim in different places, that when you have a dindrabanan, that asmechua akra, so we treat that dindarabbanan a little more seriously. We're a little bit more machmir. And moreover, the Rima Lunil adds that there is not just a mitzvah to make a bracha, but an iser lehanos melamazeb lo bracha, it's ki'ilu ma'al. And that being the case, we are machmir for Safek brachos. And the Meiri on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph and brachos says the same thing when explaining why Tosus is machmir for Safek brachos. He writes, samchuha min hamikra kemoal bihekdesh. So the Gemara at the beginning of the Perek, the whole Shak Vataria is actually very important. In other words, It's not just the first amud of the parak is divrei agada or havamin or the like, but rather you see that from this gemara that A, we derive it from Kodesh Hilulim, and B, that we compare it to Me'ilah, that even though it is a din derabanan, we're machmir b'makom safek. If you look at the Rach on that gemara, Lamed Hey, Amud, Lamed Hey, the first gemara in the parak, he takes this one step further. And he says, actually, the asikna, l'man d'tani karim revai, shivas haminim t'unim bracha l'fneim v'l'achareihem. L'achareihem in Torah, l'fneim mikav achomer. L'man d'tani neta revai, kol gedulei karaka t'unim bracha min Torah, v'shar dvarim svarahu, shar solhanus sheyitom klum, kodim shivarach. In other words, he understands that the drashas from Kodesh Shilulim do remain. All the Gemara succeeds in doing is showing how you can't prove Birkas Hananin for all foods from Drasha of Kodesh Hilulim, but some foods you could still prove, depending on which Lishna you hold of. And therefore, in the end of the day, according to Rabbi Nochanan, there are actually some brachos, bracha rishona, that is deoraisa. Now, when do you need the svara? You need a svara for where there's no drasha, but turns out many brachos are deoraisa. Of course, you have to ask why then is a bal keri not make a bracha? We noted that Rabbeinu Chananu on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph says Birkas Hamotzi is only derabanan. We talked about the stira in Rabbeinu Chananu. Maybe Rabbeinu Chananu held it was a machlokas and sugyos, as opposed to Tosos, who tried to be miyashiv the two sugyos, and said that when Argamar brings a makor, it's just an asmachta. Be that as it may, if we learn like Rabbeinu Chananu, the Rechos Chaim, the Meiri, Bedas Tosfos, they all hold that lemaskanas ha-gemara, the drasha from Kodesh Hilulim, still stands to some degree, and that might be the reason why we're machmir b'makom safek. So, returning to, and that's at least the way the Orchos Chaim and the Meiri learn Tosfos. The yes, Aaron.
So that means that the Rabbi Kiva Eger would say that even by water, you say Safik Brachos Lahachmir and over
so,
here.
Correct. So the Shibule, the Rabbi Akiva Eger's Havan of Tosos is different.
It's just a matir, so therefore Nafkamina would be.
So there's a Nafkamina
underneath the tradition.
So, no,
Rabbi Kiva Eger in water would be Safik Brachos, as opposed to the time where it's about Kodesh Hilulim Hashem still stands. So water is just has one out of the two qualifications, and therefore we should say Safik Brachos Lahakel by water or things not covered.
It's possible what you're saying, or it could be that on the level of an asmachta, we learn out from Kodesh Hilulim to all things, because that's actually what it sounds like from the Gemara. When you look at the first, the Gemara at the beginning of the parak, on Daf Lamed Hey, what does the Gemara say? Menahani Mili. So Menahani Mili could just be going on Mevarchan ala Peros, like you're suggesting. In which case, maybe there would be a nafkamina, or perhaps Menani Mili is how do we know all Birkos Hamanin? And we learn out from Kodesh Hilulim to everything else. Yes, it's an asmachta, right? But maybe that wouldn't be a nafkamina. But Aaron is bringing up that Rabbi Akiva Eger's Havana of Tosos is not like the Havana of the Rishon and Bedas Tosos, not like the Miri and the Orchos Chaim. Is there any Rishon that says like the Rabbi Akiva Eger Bedas Tosos? So the answer is the Shibule Haleket sounds that way. Simen Kuf Samach Vav, the Shibule Haleket says, Matsasi Lerav Nisim Gaon, HaMevarech HaKos V'Nilkach Mimenu Oso HaKos Uval Lishtos Kos Acher, Choser Mevarech Pam Shnia, Uadin L'chol Davar. Raya Mirushalmi Hadain Din Nasif Tormiso Mevarech Alav Chule. Mistabra Delo Ifshit Bayan, in which case, if it's a Bay Delo Ifshita, then why is Rabbeinu Nisim Machmir? B'Shem HaSvaris HaGonza L'Shavye Keteku D'Isura L'Chomra. That since we're dealing with an Isser over here, so we don't apply the principle of Safek, Derabanan, Lahakel. the principle of Safek Drabban and Lahakel is said with respect to a Safek in a mitzvah Drabbanan. What about if a Safek in an Isser Drabbanan? So this is a machlokes Rishonim as well. The Rambam holds that even in a Safek Isser Drabbanan were Mako, but the Hagos Maimonios Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Perek Beis Halacha Tezayin notes that many Rishonim hold, he says this is the view of the Reim, the Shar Geonim, they all hold that Safek Isser Drabbanan is L'chumra. So the reason why we're Machmir in Safek Brachos is because it's a Safek Isser Drabbanan L'chumra. That's basically Rebbe Kiva Eger's theory. That's the way the Shibuli Alaket learns. So basically what are we saying? There's two, among the two ways that we find in the Rishonim to be Miyashir Shitas Tosfos. One is because of Kodesh Hilulim and one is because of Safek Isser. One way or the other, there are two chidushim in this Tosfos. Chidush number one in Tosfos is that if I have a suffix, let's say, whether or not I made a bracha, either it's a suffix in Metzias, I don't remember, did I make a bracha or didn't I make a bracha, or it's a suffix in Din, I made a bracha, but I don't know if this bracha was the correct bracha or the incorrect bracha. So I'm not allowed to eat based off of this bracha. Why? Because we're machmir, it's aser to eat. Now, you might have gone ahead and said, well, okay, it's usher to eat, but it's also usher to make a bracha. Why? Because safek brachos lahakel, which actually might also be an isser, right? Saying a bracha shein tzricha is an isser, according to Rambam, an isser d'oraisa, according to Tosfos, an isser d'rabbanan, but certainly usher. So if so, one could have argued that I'm stuck. I can't eat because I don't know if I made a bracha, but I can't make a new bracha because I also don't know if I made a bracha. And Safek Isser L'chumra, the very reason why I can't eat without a bracha, without making another bracha, is also the reason why I can't make another bracha. So Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos holds that, no, I'm allowed to make a bracha and eat more. Now, why is that? And especially if you learn like Rabbi Akiva Eger's Mahalech, one would think, and that's what the Shibuli Aleket writes explicitly, as we saw, one would think that for sure I shouldn't be able to eat. So why does Tosfos say that you're able to make a suffix now and eat? The answer, it seems to me, is that Tosfos holds to the second chiddush, which is me'achar, that it's aser for me to eat now without a bracha, me'mela, I am allowed to make a bracha. In other words, it doesn't really matter. If let's say Aliba de MS, I made a bracha, right? I don't remember if I made a bracha or not, and now I want to eat. If maybe I made a bracha, maybe I didn't. Since I'm not allowed to eat without making a bracha, I'm allowed to make a bracha. It's not a bracha shein tzricha. Why? It's a bracha shetzricha, because I can't eat without making the bracha. I maybe klapish mayagaya, I already made a bracha. That doesn't matter, because halach lemaisa, I can't eat without making a bracha. So since halach lemaisa, I can't eat without making a bracha, that's not a bracha shein tzricha. And this gets back to the fundamental idea of how do you define the isser of bracha shein tzricha. Bracha shein tzricha means kishmo kenu, like the words, right? It's a bracha she'ena tzricha, that's not needed. If it's, once it's needed, then it's not a bracha shein tzricha. And that's the second chiddush that you see in Tosfos. One way or the other, we don't paskin like this Tosfos. We paskin, as the Shulchan Aruch says over here, like the Rambam, that if I have a safek, if I made a bracha or I didn't make a bracha, then why? Safek drabanan lakula. And not only that, but you might have thought, okay, so I can't make a new bracha, right? I'm going to reject Tosfos' second shita. But how do I know I'm allowed to eat without a bracha? Maybe I would say that it's usher for me to eat now, because that's being machnis atzmo l'safek. What do I mean to say? That it's usher to intentionally put yourself into a matziv where you have to now rely on the principle of Safek Drabbanan Lakula. Now, I say that as though it's Pashat. It's not Pashat. It's a big debate. But certainly, there are those that think that is true. And if so, then you could make the following argument. You could argue that even according to the Rambam, it should be also for me to eat now, because to eat now, based off of the fact that maybe I made a bracha, is begeder being machnis atzmo l'safek l'chatchila. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam holds, and this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Tes, and also Resh Tes Vav Sif Gimel and Dalet, and this is also the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, that you can, you're allowed to eat, even though you might not have made a bracha, because you might have made a bracha. This, of course, is not like the view of the Chayadam. The Chayadam in Klal Hey, Os Aleph, in the Nishvas Adam, argues that really we should be machmir in the Safek Brachos, though even he, in the end of the day, isn't machriya, because he writes, Imkein tamani al kol achronim sha'asro levarich. I'm astounded that everybody says you're not allowed to make a bracha. I really would think you should make a bracha, but lemaisa, he chas v'shalom lahakal neged kol achronim, even though he thinks really you should be able to make a bracha like Tosos holds, lemaisa, he's not willing to be mako. But we don't accept that chayadim, as the Bir Halacha points out over here, and we are mako, that it is mutter. It's not considered being mach nesach melosafik lechatchila. The Mishnah Berurah adds, though, that it's, if it's possible, you should ask somebody else to be motzi you. In other words, I don't. We're sitting down to eat, right? And I don't remember. Did I take a drink of water or didn't I take a drink of water? Did I make a shakel or didn't I make a shakel? So if you're about to make a shakel, I should say to you, could you please be motzi me, right? Why not? May as well be machmir if it's easy. So if somebody else is around to be motzi you, you should do that. But you don't have to go further than that. In other words, you might have said, well, you know, maybe lechatchila you should be goyreim a shinui makom, so you can make a new bracha, right? Walk outside for a moment, and then it would be mechayv a new bracha, and then you could come in, and then you could for sure make a new bracha. Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to do that. You don't have to go that far. If there's someone else around that could be motzi you in your bracha, that's great. But if not, really, we follow the Shitas HaRambam, and we reject Shitas HaTosfos, so there's no problem to eat. Yes?
I thought that only works for a motzi, that someone could be motzi you for a bracha rishona.
Oh, they. So that we'll get to soon. Does everyone agree to that or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says, he quote paskins the Rokeach, and he thinks that's also the view of the Rashba, that first of all, even without Haseba, if you have Kavana, it works at least B'diavad. So this is B'diavad. And moreover, as you know, with many Rishonim, though this was a big machlokas in the Gemara, how do we paskin, right? The two Lashonos, you only anyway need Haseba for bread and maybe wine, but other things don't, right? So there's two reasons why it's okay to ask somebody else to be motzi you. Number one is that it could be that we paskin like the opinions that you don't need a seba for water. And moreover, a fil imtin talomar, you do need a seba for water. We also paskin like the Rashba and the Rokeach, that with kavana it works at least b'diavad, and this is a b'diavad situation. Okay. Turning to Sif Yud. So here we have some of the halachos that we talked about extensively, that you can make brachos in another language, and to what degree can you be mishana mimatbeya shetavu chachamim, and the like. We also mentioned be'arichos last time that there were a lot of achronim who held that b'makom safek there are certain things you could do to make a bracha. And if you do these things, you're yotzei, even though if it turns out you don't need to make a bracha, it wouldn't be a bracha levatala. And therefore, these are good etzos to do b'makom safek. So one possibility, some achronim said, is to say the bracha in English or Aramaic, Baruch Rachmana. Why? Because even though you're yotzei, if you do it, but saying it wouldn't be a bracha shein tzvicha, or reading it from a sefer. If the Torah writes a certain lashon, you could read the lashon of the Torah, or other types of etzos. So these achronim, and as I said, there's a whole slew of achronim that say this, from the Pnei Yeshua to the Aruch HaShulchan to many others. The Stechemet has quotes many views. They all hold that there could be ways where you would be yotzei the bracha. Let's give the easiest example: when you say the bracha in English or Aramaic, like the Gemara says, in our Sif, Baruch Rachmana, you could say the bracha in Aramaic. And if it turns out that you're not chayv in a bracha, it's not a violation of bracha shein hashicha. But at the same time, if you are chayv, you're yotzei. So it's a super solution. That's what these achronim said. So not everybody agrees to this etza. And we mentioned last time that both Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rav Moshe Feinstein disagree with this Eitza, but for slightly different reasons. So let's talk about their two positions very briefly, because they're very, very interesting. So first we'll talk about Rabbi Akiva Eger. This is Sheol Sechuvos Madura Kama Simen Chaf Hei. And the Rav Moshe we're going to quote shortly is Or Chaim Chelak Dalad Simen Mem. And first I'll summarize their positions, and then maybe we'll be marich a little bit, or maybe not. We'll see how long it takes. So Rabbi Akiva Eger is coming to answer the question, how could there be a brach, an iser of bracha shenet shricha belaz al hatsad, that there's no iser lahotzi shem shamayim levatala in an amiras hashem belaz? In other words, if we assume that there's no iser to say the word God if it's levatala, saying it in English is not a iser of being motzi shem shemayim levatala. So how could I possibly be over on the iser of bracha she'en etzricha? And to answer this question, he says, we have to be machalik between two isurim, which are oftentimes conflated, but are in fact two different isurim. The first is the din of shvua shav. The Rambam writes in Hilcha Shvuas Perek Beis Halacha Beis that you're over on the Isser Shvua Shav even with a kinoi, and even in a kinoi shenimchak. And likewise, with respect to God's name in any language. So the same thing, he says, would be true with respect to a bracha she'en etzricha. Because remember, the Rambam holds in Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tesvav, as well as at the end of Hilcha Shvuos, and this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and Reish Tesvav Dalet, that when you say a bracha she'en etzricha, you're over on the iser of lo sisa. Magen Avram, over there, Sivkan Vav, says it's deoraisa. So if you make a bracha in laz, if I say a bracha in English, so if it turns out that this was a bracha she'en etzricha, avade, I'm over on the lav. According to the Rambam, that would be an iser deoraisa. It's only with respect to the second iser, the iser of being motzi shem shamayim levatala, that the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Tumura, and the Rambam paskins at the end of Hilcha Shavuos over there, Halacha Yud Aleph, that there's no ashara, there's only an iser asay, that comes from Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. That's where we say there's no iser when it comes to a kinoi, or Shemos Hanim Chakim, or maybe Laz. In other words, let's assume we're talking about Shemos Hanim Chakim. Let's say we're talking about a kinoi. So if I say that, and I say it for no reason, I just say a kinoi for no reason at all. Was I over on the Isser of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Isser Asay? No. I'm only over on the Isser of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira when it comes from Shemos She'enam Nimchakim, not for Kinuyim, not for Shemos HaNimchakim. But when it comes to the other din, the din of Shvua Shav, which is a Brach She'en Tzricha Vadam over. Therefore, the answer is that, is it going to be a good etza to say a bracha in English, to say Baruch Rachmana, if it turns out that you're misupik, if you need to make a bracha or not? Absolutely not. The reason why, generally speaking, or at least one reason why we don't say brachos b'makom safik, is because of the iser of shvua shav. And that iser is still fully applicable even in the event that you say it, let's say, belaz. Now, of these two isurim that we mentioned, which one is more chamor? The iser of shvua shav or the iser of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira? Well, that's a machlokas. According to Rambam, the iser of shvua shav is more chamor. According to Tosfos, the iser of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira is more chamor because it's an iser d'oraisa. But one way or the other, Lemaisa, it's going to be Aser. This is not going to be a good Eitz at all. because basically, if it's possible to be yotze the bracha with a certain formulation, be it in English or be it with a kinoy or whatever it is, if it's possible to be yotze a bracha by saying Baruch Rachman and Mariyama, so memela, if it turns out that I'm mechavein lebracha and I don't need to make the bracha, then I'm over on the Yisr of Shua Shav. Maybe I won't be over on the Yisr if I'm not mechavein lebracha, but if I'm not mechavein lebracha, I also won't be otzi the mitzvah. So it doesn't help, right? There's never any time where we would say, ah, misafik, say it anyway. That is the position of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, there's no etza to say the bracha in English, b'makom safek. Yes, Aaron.
What does that mean that the Rambam holds Shua Shav is more machmir and the Tosfos holds that Seshmok Achatir is more?
Because Tosfos thinks that when you say Brach Shin Tzricha, you're in violation of Shua Shav. Why did I say it's more chamor? Because it's a lav. Whereas Seshmok Achatir is just an Isser Aseh. According to Tosfos, the Isser of Seshmok Achatir is more chamor because when the Gemara says you're over on Shua Shav for Brach Shin Tzricha, that's an Asmachta. So it's just as in the Rabbanan. But the din of Eshem El Kachatira, saying God's name without proper reverence, is a Nisr Deraisa. Yeah, it's a Nisr Aseh, it's not a Lav, but still, it's a Nisr Deraisa. Okay, Rav Moshe has a different Mahalich, though, again, what would come out according to him as well is that saying the Bracha in English, B'malkom Safik, isn't a good solution. Rav Moshe writes that Mikra Adin, a Bracha has to use the Shem HaMefurash. And let's say in Hebrew, I would say Baruch Atah Shakai or Baruch Atah Tzvakos. Even though those are Shemos She'enam Nimchakim, I would not be Yotzei my Bracha. Why? Because when they were misaking to say Brachos, they were misaking Dafka with the Shema Mefurish. So if so, then you'll ask, well, why is it that our Gemara teaches us if you say a Bracha in Aramaic and you use the word Rachmana, you are Yotzei? That's because you're allowed to make a bracha in a new language. And Rachmana in Aramaic is the Iker Shem. So it has the din of Shem HaMefurash. So you're only going to be Yotzei when you say a bracha in Aramaic if you use either the Shem HaMefurash or the equivalent. And moreover, you'd have to say the whole bracha in Aramaic, right? Like the Gemara's example, Baruch Rachman Amare, etc. And he writes something interesting. He says, even though the Shach writes, the Shach is in Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, that the word God, or the Shach writes, Gut, Gimel Aleph Tes, in Lashon Ashkenaz, or Bog, in Lashon Poland and Russian, it's mutter to be mochek, right? You know that many people, when they write God in English, they write G/D. According to the Shach, there's no need to do that. You can write G-O-D with a capital G, and it's mutter to be mochek, that name. So even though the Shach says it's mutter lemochko, but when you use it as part of a bracha, it has the din of a Shem HaMefurash. What's the difference? Because the osios don't have kedusha. They're English letters, G-O-D. There's no kedusha to the osios, so you could be mochek them. But when you say them, if you're saying them b'makom bracha, you're yotze. If you say b'makom tinofes, so you're doing an iser. The Shulchan Aruch Harav points that out in Simen Kufayin Tes Siv Gimel. So even according to the Shach, that your mutter, that it's not everybody accepts the Shach, that's why many people write G/D. But even if you accept the Shach, that you could erase G-O-D, but it's usher to say God b'makom tinofes, or to say it for no reason, right? If one of my kids were to say something like, oh my God, right? So my wife would correct them. They said, she would say, you're not allowed to say that. And she's right, according to Rav Moshe, you're not. You're not allowed to say it in the bathroom. You're not allowed to say it levatala, because in many respects, it has whatever the main name for God in that particular language, when you say it, it has the din of Shem HaMefurash.
Maybe your daughter had good reason to say it.
Right. So if it's a bakasha, then it would be 100% mutter. But if it's just like, oh my, you know, your friend got the wrong color lipstick, or I don't know what somebody would say. My daughters would never talk about that type of thing. They would never say, oh, they just say OMG. They're very machmir. They would never spell it out, right? So where's the minug for OMG coming from, right? It's because they hold like Rav Moshe. That's why they say OMG, right? OMG is okay, according to Rav Moshe. That's 100%. But if you say the words, that's usher. Because Rav Moshe says that anytime you say the word, which is the primary expression of God in whatever language you're talking, so in English, it would be G-O-D. In Aramaic, it was Rachmana. In Polish, it was Bog. Whatever it is, that when you say it, not write it, when you write it, according to the Shach, there's no Kedusha. But when you say it, to some degree, it has the din of Shema Mefurash. So Memela, we would understand why there would be an Isser of Bracha She'en Etzricha if you say a Bracha in English. Now, we might add that according to this, and I think I actually mentioned this in the Chabura last time, for someone who's davening in English, so there's nothing wrong with davening in English, and it might make a lot of sense actually for people who don't understand Lashon HaKodesh to daven in English when they're starting off. So let's say they're using the Art Scroll Siddur. It's very important that they not read the Art Scroll Siddur, because no, I wouldn't do it in Lavi. I'll tell you a story afterwards why not. But because the Art Scroll Siddur, I believe, doesn't, when it comes to the Shem Havaya, in Hebrew they write Hashem. It's the Hashemite kingdom. So I understand why they write it, because they don't want to write God, because it's not God is a word that doesn't have a specific connotation. It could refer to, you know, it could be with a capital G or a lowercase g, right? So they want to show that it's not just G-O-D, it's Hashem, right? Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke. But if you read that, you're not Yotze, according to Rav Moshe. Why? Because Hashem has no meaning. It's a Hebrew word, and it has no meaning in English, and it's certainly not the primary way to refer to God in the language of English. So therefore, if you were davening in English, you should say G-O-D, not Hashem. It's less yeshivish, but at least you're Yotze that way. Now, you could ask on Rav Moshe the following Shaila, because the Gemara says, Ra'apas v'amar kamana pasu baruch ha'makom shibra'ah. So your Yotze, right? You say, you see a te'ena, you say, baruch ha'makom shibra'ah yatza divrei Reb Meir. L'chora, we see from here that you could make a bracha in Lashon HaKodesh, and your Yotze, even though you don't use Shema Mefurash. So I think the answer is Rav Moshe wasn't saying his Mahalich in Shitas Rav Meir. And according to the Rashi, we paskin like Rav Meir. According to the Rashi, we don't paskin like Rav Meir. We paskin like Rav Yossi. Rambam Shita, as you recall, was very unclear. Did he paskin like Rav Meir? Did he paskin like Rav Yossi? If you remember, we saw that there were two approaches in the Kesef Mishnah and the like. Anyway, there's much more to talk about this, but I think let's go on to the next topic. So the next topic that comes up in our simon is the idea, the possibility that Bori Minei Mizonos is a bracha kolalis. This is a very startling idea made famous by Dani Yaros, the idea that Mizonos is a bracha kolalis. And the Chai Adam says it. Chai Adam says that if you say Mizonos for anything except for water and salt, you're Yotze. Now, how do we understand the Chai Adam's position, and do we paskin like it? So the Chai Adam elaborates on this view in the Nishmas Adam, in again, Chelek Aleph, Klal Nun Ches, Os Beis, and he makes the following argument. He really I don't want to go through his whole piece, it's quite lengthy, but we'll summarize his chief points, and then we'll see what the other Rishonim and Achronim say about the topic. So, L'chor, at first glance, the Chai Adam doesn't make any sense at all. As he himself acknowledges, it's against the Gemara on Lamed Hayamid Beis in Brachos, as well as Erev and Andaf Lamed. The Gemara says that if you're noder min hamazon, you're mutter b'mayim umelach. The Gemara says, do you mean to say that everything is called mizonos? But Rav and Shmuel holds that mizonos is only on chamesha saminim. So the Gemara answers, be'omer kol hazan. And Rashi explains that if you say kol hazan, then your neder includes anything but water and salt. Why? Because the word zan has the connotation of, I think in modern terminology, we would say it has calories in it. It gives you nourishment. It's zan. So everything besides water and salt have calories. And therefore we could, if you said kol hazan alai is aser, so then you'd be aser to eat anything besides water and salt. But the term mazon is much more narrow. It's much more limited. And according to Rav and Shmuel, it only includes chamesha saminim. In other words, mazon means so'ed. Zan means calories. Now, even though we don't paskin like Rav and Shmuel, because we paskin that you make a mizonos on rice, still the Gemara implies that it's only mazon if it's so'ed. And that's the mashmaos of the Gemara as well on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara there, after it brings Rabbi Yochanan, it says that Rabbi Yochanan ate like a whole ton of Peres Genusar. And even though he ate like hundreds of pounds, he said, it's ki'ilu lo tayim ziyuna. It's like I didn't have any ziyuna. So what does this mean? The Gemara says, is that really possible? And the Gemara says, no, it's not possible. Zan, Peres Genusar, certainly zan, but they're not mazon. Ele'ema mizona, which means davar hasoed. Again, the Lashon of the Gemara is, he would eat this giant amount. Umishtaba de lo time ziyuna, ziyuna salkadaitach, ele'ema mizona. So what's the Gemara saying? That mazon means something that fills you up. And Rabbi Yochanan was saying, these Peres Genusar don't fill you up. They're zon, but they're not mazon. So based off of Tosfos, based off of the Gemara at the beginning of the parak, Tosfos, the Gemara at the end of the parak, we basically see explicitly against the Chai Adam that the Lashon of Bar Minei Mizonos, Mazon, should only work on filler foods. According to Rav and Shmuel, it's just Hamesh Saminim. According to the way we paskin, even rice, maybe Dochan, maybe even, you know, with other filler foods, maybe corn in Mexico we talked about or the like. But certainly, you know, if you make a mizonos on a piece of candy, l'chor es pashut, you're not yotze. So where in the world is the Chai Adam coming from? So the answer is he's really coming off of a Tosfos in Erevin, Daf Lamed. Tosfos over there says that, well, we paskin that hanoder min amazon, so it's mutter b'mayim umelach, and aser on everything else. And the reason why is because the Gemara only had a kasha on Rav and Shmuel. In other words, the Gemara's whole says, lema tavichi after the Rav and Shmuel, because Rav and Shmuel says, mazonos are chamesha saminim, right? Well, do we paskin like Rav and Shmuel? No, we certainly don't. So therefore, it sounds like if you don't hold like Rav and Shmuel, if you say, you don't need to come on to distinguishing between zan and mazon, right? You don't have to come on to that distinction. Even if you use the lashon of mazon, it would be aser for you to eat anything besides mayim and melach. And that's what Tosfos writes over there. V'yesh lomar, d'davka l'rav v'shmuel parech, d'lo chashivi orez v'dochan, af agav, d'kavinami sudas alayu imkein svir lehu, d'kol midli lo mikri mazon al chameshes minim ovad. According to Rav and Shmuel, the word mazon only means chameshes minim. If you disagree with Rav and Shmuel, everything is mazon. Ach, delo tiknu borim name is zonos ella hach de kavi sudasa alayhu. The orzeduchan kavi nami. In other words, if you don't hold the Rav and Shmuel, then everything is called mazon. And that's why the Gemara only had a kasha according to Rav and Shmuel. If everything is called mazon, so why don't I make a mazonos on an apple? The answer is that when it comes to being koveya, the bracha, they said, yeah, we're only koveya bracha of mazonos on foods that are filler foods, that you're koveya suda alayhem. But the word mazon is kolel, all foods. And therefore, we only had a kasha on Rav and Shmuel. Ah, so says the Chayyadim, well, we don't pass like Rav and Shmuel. So according to Tosos, what does that mean? We really hold that mazon means everything. And if mazon means everything except Mayim Melach, mazon means anything with calories. So if you make a mizonos on an apple, you're yotzei. So let's chazer all of the assumptions of the Chayyadim. So assumption number one of the Chayyadim is, and this is really the underlying assumption of his whole Mahalich, and we'll talk about whether this is Pashut or not in a moment, but just to say it, the underlying assumption of the Chayyadim is that any bracha that isn't sheker, you're yotzei. That's number one. If it's not sheker, you're yotzei. And therefore, he says, since Barimine Mizonos on an apple isn't sheker, so you're yotzei. Now, without getting into too much of his pilpul, he also has to say that brachos are al pi lashon haTorah. I don't want to get into the cheshbon that he has right now, but he notes that there's a difference between lashon Torah and lashon Chachamim, and he argues that we're mechalik between nedarim, where we paskin it goes baser lashon bnei adam, versus brachos which are lashon haTorah, and that's how he reads a certain Yerushalmi that seems to be against him, but he's miyashiv. Number three is he says that the Lashon HaTorah, anything that is anything besides all foods besides water and salt are considered mazon. At least Ladidan, that we don't pass in like Rav and Shmuel. And again, this is based off of a Yerushalmi and Nidarim. So that's assumption number three that he makes. Assumption number four is that it's Belashon Bnei Adam mazon means Davar HaSoed, but not Belashon Torah. Number five is he writes that which lechatchila we don't make mizonos is because they were only koveya mizonos on things that are koveya suda alayhem, basically tosos and erevin. That's not a chiddush. And I think the big kash on him is if mizonos really works for everything else, then why didn't it mention it in our Mishnah? Now there's a mention, the Mishnah mentioned that shahakal works on everything. Didn't mention mizonos. So that's a big kash on him. That's a big kash on him. So he gives two answers. First answer, yesh lomar dekevan shelo shayach lemisni al hakol, because it doesn't work for water and salt. So therefore, we don't mention it. In other words, the Mishnah wanted to say, oh, there's one bracha that works for absolutely everything. That's shahakol. Mizonos doesn't work for everything. Doesn't work for water and salt. Answer number one. Answer number two, Yesh Lomar, the Masnisin Asik Rebbe Yossi, the Savra Lei, Kolam Mishana, Mimatbesh, Tocham Mibrachos, Lo Yatza. Shahakol, he says, is not considered Mishana, presumably because he sees Shahakol as it was instituted as a Bracha Kolelas, and he would apparently say the same thing for Bori Pri Adama on a Pri Haitz. But Mizonos is Mishana, Mimatbesh, Tavuchachamim. But since we paskin that at least b'diavet, if you're mishan mi'matbeish tamchami brachos, you're yotzei. So me'ela, we would paskin you are yotzei with a mizonos. Now, the biggest kasha on his mahalech is if he's right. So why did no one say it before him? Right? Not only Rishonim said it, not even one. The Kesef Mishnah in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Vav considers the possibility. He claims the Prisha says it as well. We'll see. It's not Pashut if the Prisha says it. But, right, I couldn't find a single Rishon that says this. Now, that's not a Pircha, Makom Yenichu Lo, but it's certainly very, very suspicious, right? Such an important Chiddush, you'd think to find it in a Rishon. Now, but he brings a Raya from Tosfos. But maybe there's not such a raya from Tosfos, because even if it's true that Lashon HaTorah, Mazon is kolol kol davar, and even if we assume there are mesak and brachos, al pi Lashon Torah, but Chazal were not mesakin mizonos on peros. So even if imtim tzalom mar mehani lashon shelo tiknu chachamim, as long as it's not sheker, but it has to be at least lashon bnei adam. In other words, chachamim's brachos are lashon Torah. But if I'm not using chachamim's brachos, I mean mishanim imat beshetavo, so then it has to be true b'lashon bnei adam. This isn't true b'lashon bnei adam, so it doesn't work. And there's an even bigger problem, which is he assumes that mizonos means everything in Lashon HaTorah, and even that isn't necessarily true. This is a point that the Rashash makes, as Menachem pointed out. Now, first of all, let's take a step back. He says that Lashonos of Brachos are Lashon Torah. Does anyone have any raya for that? How do you know that Lashon Brachos is Lashon Torah? Any raya?
Is there
the Ritva quote it?
With Tortzi's favorite Meiri?
No, not exactly. I don't think that Meiri, you could look, and maybe it's a Makor, but I don't think that is saying what he said. And anyway, as we pointed out, that Meiri isn't Lahalacha really. So I don't know. I couldn't really think. I mean, we saw the Tosfos, who says that the reason why we say Lechem Min, even though it's two mems in a row, is because we want to follow the Lashon of the Pesukim. We want to build the brachos after the Lashon of the Pesukim, which is sort of, but it doesn't mean we use Lashon Torah, Lafuket Lashon Ne'adam.
Doesn't the Ritva say in the beginning of the parak, he says like certain brachos come from Pesukim?
Well, that's in distinguishing between pre Ha'etz and pre Adama, you're talking about in Dishon.
Yeah.
Even then, I don't know if he's saying we use Lashon Torah. I'll bring you a tremendous raya we don't use Lashon Torah. This is the Rashash's raya, which is that all fruits are a pre Adama. Right? How do I know? When you're bringing Bikurim, what do you say? Reishis kol pre Adama, right? That's talking about Shivas Aminim. So it's mefurish that fruits are pre-hadama. And yet when the Gemara says that if you say hadama on a eitz, you're yotze, the Gemara says, oh, this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Iker Ilana Arahu, the Chachamim, would disagree, right? And if you said that we just use Lashon HaTorah, then for sure pre-hadama would work. So you, the Rasha says there's a mefurish raya, we don't use Lashon HaPasuk. When saying brachos, what about that ritual at the beginning of the parak? So let's read what he says. So the Ritzvah is like this. Let's read it together. Chutz min hapas, shel hapas u'omer hamotzi lach min haaretz. U'mishem hachi lo amrinan bei borei pri haaretz. Oh, hamotzi lachem min haadama. D'chol chad v'chad, v'varchan alei kalishna d'kra. V'lechem k'siv, lahotzi lachem min haaretz. U'v'peiros k'siv, v'lakachta me'reishis kol pri haadama. So, first of all, that's the raya that we don't use Lashon Hakra, right? Pri Ha'adama, but we say Pri Ha'etz. But I'll say further. In other words, what this Ritva is saying, it's the same type of thing as what Tosfos writes by Lechem Min Haaretz. The point is that, yes, we try to take phrases from the Torah to formulate the Psukim, to formulate our brachos. So we use motzi for bread, right? Because it says lahotzi lechem min haaretz. For pri hadama, we use the word pri hadama from the pasuk by Bikurim. In other words, that's not the same thing as what the Chayyadim is saying, which is that we follow Lashon HaPasuk versus Lishna B'nei Adam, right? The distinction that we find by the distinction that we find here, Leah.
Yes.
Page it. We can use this one in the meantime. The distinction that we find by Nidarim. So that's another kasha. That's another kasha. I mean, maybe the Dofak, you can be Miyashim the Chayadim, that he's assuming like the Rambam. Remember, we saw that the Rambam paskins against Rabbi Yehuda, and he still paskins that if you're Yotze, if you say Priha Daman, Priha Eitz. But maybe the Rambam is based off of the Yerushalmi. Maybe that's what Chayadim was assuming. It's not so Pashat. Okay. So
about the Ketz of Mishnah, that Ketz of Mishnah that we mentioned before, don't you see that he doesn't hold of it because he doesn't been cool in the B2? I mean, he says Efsher and then he doesn't even stay in the B2. So don't you see clear that he doesn't actually think it's Bracha Kulal?
Maybe. I mean, that's reasonable point. I don't know if it's... I think the base source, I think he was Mesopic. So one possibility is what you're saying, which is that he was originally Mesopic and then he changed his mind and he thought, for sure, it doesn't work. I don't know enough about, you have to look at Rav Yitzchak Yosef's Klalim and see what he says about that. Maybe that's a raya that he changed his mind. Not clear. So what you're pointing out is that the earliest source of the Chayyadim is the Kesef Mishnah. Maybe he was even Chozer. The Chayyadim also says he has a Drisha that says it. The Drisha isn't clear. The Drisha is in Simen Kuf Samech Ches. And the Drisha is trying to explain what the Beis Yosef says, that you should make a mizonos on Safek Pas above the Kisnin Safek Pas. Why is mizonos a good solution? Remember, we talked about how the Beis Yosef says on all three of those types of things, you make a mizonos if you're not Koveya Suda. Why is that a good solution? Maybe it's bread, right? 50% bread, chance it's bread, 50% chance it's pasta baba kisnin and mizonos, right? So one possibility is to argue that really the Beis Yosef thinks all three of those conditions are sufficient. It's not really a suffix, but we noted that the pashtus is not that way. The pashtus is that it's a suffix, and he says we're misuffix, you make a mizonos. Well, if it's a suffix, why is that a good solution? So the Drisha says, I'll tell you why, because mizonos works, b'diavad. In other words, if the true bracha is mizonos and you make hamotzi lach min haaretz, you're not yotze. But if the true bracha is hamotzi lach min haaretz and you make mizonos, you are yotze. Why? Because it's mizonos. He writes, afshar mishum shadin shabirkas borim mine mizonos, hi bracha kolos, kemo birka shakol, v'lachain, yesh levarich al kulam borim mine mizonos. Now, the Chai Adam thinks he means to say, because mizonos works for everything. He might just mean to say that mizonos works for bread because it's mazon, right? In other words, mizonos works for anything that's mazon. So it's not even clear that the Prisha says it. Okay, so is there anyone that disagrees with this Chayata? Adam thinks we could be Medayik because the Mishnah disagrees, right? Maybe you could be Medayik from all the Rishonim that they disagree because they don't say anything, but is there anything explicit? Anybody who Vade disagrees? So the Aruch HaSholchan, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Yud Tes, does. And he says the opposite of the Chayyadim. According to the Aruch HaSholchan, Mizonos works for nothing. It doesn't even work for bread. In other words, he disagrees even with the Drisha. Mizonos works for Mizonos. If you make a Mizonos on bread, you're not Yotze. He writes, Im Birech Al HaPas Shehakol Yatza. Dehi Bracha Kalis. Aval and Birech Borim Mine Mizonos, O Hadama, Lo Yatza. So, turns out actually, among the Achronim at least, there are three views. The Chai Adam says Mizonos works on everything but water and salt. Aruch HaSholchan says Mizonos works on nothing except for Mizonos, only Shehakol Zebracha Kolalis. There's a middle view, the Evan HaOzer holds, that mizonos works for bread because it's mazon, but not for other things. It wouldn't work on an apple. So those are the three views. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan Shita, what's the logic of that? It's very simple. That there are certain brachos that Chazal were misakin as a bracha hakolelas, like shakal. In those cases, it works. But if Chachamim weren't misakin it as a bracha hakolelas, then it doesn't work, even though it's not sheker. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Chai Adam here is making an assumption, which is not at all clear. The Chai Adam says, I'm having the following assumption. Any bracha that isn't sheker, you're yotze. Says Aruch HaShulchan, it's not true. Mizonos on bread isn't sheker, but you're still not yotze, because they were misakin that on bread you make hamotzi, not mizonos. And l'chora, there's a very good riot, the Aruch HaShulchan from Tosos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Tosos over there says that if you make a bore pri ha'etz on wine, you're not yotze. Now, technically speaking, wine is pri ha'etz. They just gave a special bracha to wine because of its chashivas. That's clear in the Gemara. So saying a bore pri ha'etz on wine is not sheker. And yet, you're not yotze. Why not? Why does Tosos think you're not yotze? The answer is very simple. The answer is because that wasn't the bracha they were misaking. Just because it's not sheker doesn't mean you're yotze. They're misaking. You make a bar priyakafen on wine, so if you make a bar priyach, you're not yotze, even though it's not sheker. And the truth is that, let's say it like this. Maybe you'll ask Akasha, then why does hadama work for priyach, right? It's not the proper bracha. But I could say fakert. That Gemara is a tremendous raya for this because, like we said before, everybody agrees it's not sheker to say bori pri ha'adama on a pri ha'etz. After all, the Torah calls fruits pri ha'adama. It's just, the question is what they're misaking. Or to put it a little differently, if you remember when we read that Mishnah, of if you make a hadama on a ha'etz, your yotze, we had the following chakira. Is the pshat that bari pri hadama is also the correct bracha? It's just that there's a bracha that's a little more specific, a little more chashav, but fundamentally hadama is also the correct bracha, and that's why you're yotze. Or our second option is no, there are two separate brachos. It's just bari pri hadama is like a bracha kolelas, like a shahakol. Right, so Chai Adam is definitely would prefer the second pshat, but it could be. And we had a number of nafkaminas, by the way, in this chakira. One of the nafkaminas is a bari pri adama the correct bracha on something that is a pri ha'etz but has some chisaron, like lo nati inchi adai to dahachi. Right, many rishonim held that the correct bracha, when it's lo nati inchi adai to dahachi, even though technically speaking it's a pri ha'etz, would be hadama. Right. The Rambam writes, you make a priyadama on pilpul and retivta, right? Even though it's shaykh and orla, it's a priha'etz, right? In other words, it's not the pshat that priha'etz to priha'dama is just a bracha kolalas. That's technically true on some level. Rather, the pshat is much more fundamental, which is that it is the correct bracha. And this l'chora is what Tosfos maintains when Tosfos says that if you make a bori pri ha'etz on wine, you're not yotze. And by the way, the Magen Avram, Simen Reish Ches, Sif Katan Chaf Beis Paskins, like that Tosfos. We should note, though, that not everybody's excited about this Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. If you look at the Gilyan Ashas on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, Netamu Ali, Deha yayin shame pri alav. Now she's assuming that since it has a shame pri, you should at least be yotze b'di'eved, because you call it pri hagafen. So it is a pri. Okay, it's better to say pri hagafen, but if it is a pri ha'etz, you should be yotze. He says lo gara mibireich shahakol dekaimelan diyotze. That's Rabbi Kibager's kasha on Taisvis. What would Tosa say back? He'd say it is gara because shahakol was niskan as a bracha kolelas. But not this. Pri ha'etz is not a bracha kol alas. So it only works on the things that they were misakin it for. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger notes that the tshuvas kinas vradim doesn't like Tosfos. He doesn't paskin like Tosfos. And the Panim Eros, if you look on the side of the Oz Vahadur Gemara, he changes the gears of Tosfos. He says, it doesn't make sense that Tosfos would say it because it's wrong. Changes the gears of Tosfos. But there's no reason, there's no evidence that this is the wrong gears. So even a Ginnis Radim who doesn't like Tosfos doesn't change the gears of Tosfos. So, the Kitzer, L'chayra, Tosfos, the Magen Avram, they all assume like the Aruch HaShulchan. On the other hand, there are Rishonim who disagree with Tosfos. The Ritva and the Ra both hold that if you make a Bori Pri Ha'etz on wine, you're Yotze. So they might hold like the Chayadim. They don't have to go as far as Chayadim. They might just be holding like that middle view, right? The view of the Eben Ozer. But at the very least, the Chayadim could claim he learns like the Ritva and the Ra'a. And that's evidence for his position that as long as it's not Sheker or Yotze. On the other hand, Tosfos and the Magen Avraham clearly hold like the Aruch HaShulchan that it's not enough that it's Eno Sheker, it has to be the right Bracha Sheniskan. And the Nafka Mina, among others, would be how do you understand the idea that if you say a Hadama on a Pri Ha'etz, that you're Yotze b'diavad. Okay, so I guess we'll have to stop here. Yes, Yosef.
Previously, we've talked about there are two aspects that the brachas cover. We talked about this when ikur b'tafel and eating the tafel before the ikur. Mm-hmm. That there's aspect of the iser lehanos, and then there's just the general inyan of saying the proper bracha. So mm-hmm. Over there, we noted according to the Orzerua that the reason why is shahakol or meaning because you're getting rid of the iser lehanos. Now in a chanami, you should say the proper bracha, but kolzman that you get rid of it, so yatza. So I don't understand how all that fits into these shitos because. L'chaora, everyone should agree to that inyan, no? Meaning once you say a bracha...
Okay. Well, the Chai Adam's whole claim was that mizonos is no worse than shahakol for anything but water and salt. So if you think that shahakol is only a half a solution, right, like you're suggesting, so mizonos would only be half a solution, but lemais is enough that b'diavad you'd be able to eat the food. Chai Adam isn't advocating doing this l'chatchila. The Chai Adam is just saying b'diavad if you did it, as much as you did the food, just like you make a shakal. And those who disagree with the Chai Adam, they say no. That principle is true when you use a bracha kolalas, like shakal, that it takes at least away the isra me'ila. But it wouldn't be true for other things like mizonos, which wasn't niskan as a which wasn't niskan as a bracha kolalas. Okay, so we're out of time. What are we going to talk about next time? We'll start with Sif Yud Aleph, and this is a very important topic, which is under what circumstances do you... and the main thing we're going to talk about, a lot to talk about here, but is it really, sorry, we'll do a bunch of small things in Sif, not a bunch, but some small things in Sif Yud Aleph. The next big topic is going to be in Sif Yud Gimel, about which we referred to actually earlier today, about if you're mechaven latzeis, does it work b'diavad even without a seba? And to better understand that din, which again comes up over here in Kuf Samach Zayin, look at the Tshuva Sam Yuchasas L'Rashba, which is Simon Kuf Tzadi Vav, that the Beis Yosef refers to. It's kedai to see it inside. It's very kedai to also see the Rashba. We saw the Rashba on Daf Mem Beis, you might want to review it, but especially the Rashba on Mem Hei Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil Had Amar Rabba Bar Barchana. So learn very carefully the Rashba and Mem Hei Amud Beis on our siman. Make sure to read the Gra very carefully, and we'll try to be ma'ayin in that. If you want to take a look, also the Aruch HaShulchan on that is very interesting. So we'll pick up, as I said, Bezrus Hashem Sunday at 1:15. Have a fearless and Hanukkah.
Fearless and Hanukkah. Thank you, Rabbi.
All right, to you.